We're all well acquainted with Job's experience. It's an outstanding example of a man who is willing to stand on God's side of the great controversy, even though it might bring great personal suffering. In Education, page 155, we're told that the great controversy was fought over Job. Then the sanctuary was given to mankind. You know, the sanctuary is just a little example for us today. We think, well, that was just a small building over there in the wilderness. But actually, in the sanctuary, we have a marvelous plan laid out, but whereby we can understand God's plan for our lives, and we can see the working out of the great controversy in it. We don't have time to look at that too much today. But the sanctuary service is something special that God had for man. In that small building, we are giving a beautiful demonstration of what God is like and the wages of sin and the reward of obedience. The sanctuary service was given to explain the principles of the great controversy to the people. In Prophets and Kings, we are told that the sanctuary services continually reminded the people of the promised Messiah to come in its types and in its shadows. The people were taught about Christ and his ministry, and once each year, on the Day of Atonement, their minds were carried down to the closing events of the great controversy between Christ and Satan, and the final purification of the universe from sin and sinners. Yes, thank you, sweet Father, thank you, that through thy mercy, through thy grace, we can indeed, now and every day of our lives, declare to all men that we will indeed obey thee all the way to the end of time. Israel's willingness to indulge in sin was but another triumph for the devil. Down through history, over and over again, Satan taught men the lie, and they were willing to accept it. Satan declared that even God's own called out people could not keep the law, which had been entrusted to them to reveal to the world. Satan hoped to establish the claim put forth when he rebelled in heaven, that the requirements of God were unjust and could not be obeyed. Even Israel, he declared, did not keep the law. The devil proudly declared that he would bring the entire world under his control, but then God sent his Son. Satan had made the boast that he would gather the world under his banner of rebellion. He declared that man could not keep the law of God. Christ came to prove this assertion false. Over and over and over again, we are taught that God's plan was to obey the law of God. And now we go to section 3, the controversy and Christ.